Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed our next guest, he was telling us about a new fiduciary rule from the Department of Labor and the effects it might have on investors. But a lot has happened since then, including a new administration in Washington that may affect the implementation of that rule. Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Jeff, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me back.
So refresh us on this rule that we spoke about last year.
Well, when we spoke last year, the rule had just been adopted by the Department of Labor, and it was scheduled to be implemented in two phases, with the first phase beginning on April the 10th, 2017, and the full effect of the rule being implemented January 1st, 2018. And this fiduciary rule changes the definition of who's considered a fiduciary. It significantly expands when advisors and financial services firms are considered a fiduciary. This affects IRAs and 401ks, other types of retirement plans like that, also Roth accounts. It would have had a significant impact on how investors and advisors work together on these accounts. The stated purpose of the rule was really to eliminate or minimize conflicts of interest that advisors or financial service firms have that affect their service to clients. However, the rule was not implemented on April the 10th, but it's been delayed for 60 days until June the 10th for the implementation of this first phase. Between now and June the 10th, the consensus is that this rule will likely be either revised or perhaps even delayed again.
And so has this had any effect on investors now with IRAs or other retirement accounts?
Well, Mike, it depends on which firm you're doing business with, because different firms have taken different approaches on how they're prepared for this rule. Some firms early on made a decision in how they were going to deal with this rule and have already implemented their changes earlier in this year. Other firms have taken a wait-and-see attitude to see exactly how the rule was going to play out, still working on exactly how they're going to implement it. So maybe they might not have implemented any changes thus far.
And so what is your opinion? Do you think this is a good rule?
Nobody can argue with the concept of the rule for eliminating or minimizing conflicts of interest. Pretty much everybody can agree on that. There's some question about how the rule gets implemented, and there's some genuine concern that it would affect the ability of clients with small accounts to have access to a financial advisor because of the cost and the burdens there. And there are some clients that would be better suited with a commission account, and this makes it a little more difficult for that. And some firms have chosen not to have commission accounts going forward for retirement accounts and only do advisory or fee-based kind of accounts. So it's going to be a mixed thing to see how this turns out.
Is there anything that you would recommend to investors while all of this uncertainty is out there?
I think the first and most important step is for advisors to evaluate the financial advisor and the firm that you're working with to make sure that they have your best interest at heart. Because the reality is there's no law that's going to make somebody change and put your best interest at heart. There are people out there that are doing that already, regardless of the means of how they're getting compensated. And sadly, there'd be people that won't do that regardless of the rule either. And so if you focus on making sure you work with somebody that you can trust, that will watch out for your best interests, that's going to be the first thing, I think. Basically, Mike, this rule is designed to make it easier for investors to understand what fees they're paying. And a recent study by SEI Consumer Research in partnership with Phoenix Marketing International found that 38% of mass affluent investors either don't know or were wrong about how their advisors are compensated, which means they also didn't know what fees they were paying. Investors should get their advisors to carefully explain how they're compensated and any other options that are available, keeping in mind that the lowest cost might not be the best value for investors, but you should be looking for the best value for what you need and not pay for additional things that you don't need.
Jeff, great information. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike. I always enjoy talking with you.
Jeff Wilds is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Georgetown, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.